Welcome back. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm very well and very grateful. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
First, I would like to say we as Barbadians all should praise God, Allah, Muhammad, Jah, whoever we worship, for sparing us the fury of Dorian. And if we put that first,
okay,
the other things can follow.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would like to ask a question, but I believe I read it in the papers, but I cannot quote the exact location where this summit would be held. And I'm sure it is something to do with the United Nations, and it has some dealing with trade also. And Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley, I'm sure, and it was in our dailies, our past Prime Minister Owen Seymour Arthur, he was elected as our representative to go to this summit.
Yes.
I'm sure Mr. Johnson knows the title of the summit. And I'm wondering, I didn't hear from one of my school colleagues, Glenn. He didn't come on the air, nor did I see him chronicle it, thanking Prime Minister Motley for, you know, selecting Mr. Arthur to represent us. I thought that was an extremely good choice, outstanding choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think it was discussed on at any of our programs. But I would like to put it up now and hope that when next Mr. Murray comes, that he can congratulate and he can call her name, Prime Minister Mia Motley, on making that selection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard you made mention of our young people. I have grands and I have children. And how they rationalize certain things, how they think, how, you know, what they believe in. It's a different thought process, everything. And when you try to be critical of, because you're partisan, these young people don't have time for that. They see Prime Minister Motley as the younger people, as their equal, and not as this superior person. And therefore, they criticize if it needs criticism, and they praise if it needs praising. A different outlook altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hurts when you hear people still carrying on with this BLP and DLP. Not that you wouldn't favor a party, but I believe Prime Minister Motley demonstrated yesterday a quality of leadership that we have not seen for some time. And when you listen to your children and their equal discussing the whole process that she took, I mean, their lauder. I heard you talk about 1,000%. Some of them will give her 2,000.
2,000%.
Some of them will give her something to add to it to give it 220.
Mm-hmm.
2,020. So it is a different outlook in Barbados. And I would like some of us really to just pause for a while and readjust and fit in with what is happening in the world today, not Barbados.
Mm-hmm. In the world today, it's changing. And, and no disrespect to, you know, the persons, the older party faithfuls, but they have to accept that this is what it is.
That is what it is. I mean, my dad made 86 or 87. My mum made 98. So I also know what it is to communicate to older people. And, I'm hoping, honestly, and I don't have to hope because it has been, you're seeing it for yourself,
mm-hmm.
what is happening in today's world, where younger people are very influential. They put forward ideas. They're not always in sync with what we would like. But then some of them can also argue and put forward their points. And if you are smart enough to consider them. They might need a little tweeting here or there, but you know, they have seen things in a completely different light. And also, even in the area of communication, what and how we did it in the past, it's no longer, it's almost extinct.
It is. It was very sterile in the past, and you know, everything's scripted. People actually talk to people now. People actually have conversations with people now, and that's what is good about. Or should I say what government should adopt, whether this present government or future governments?
Or future.
You know, to speak to people, and then you need a dictionary to translate and, but I'm saying it defeats the whole purpose of the exercise, because if you want to tell me something and you want me to respond or you want to motivate me, then I need to understand what you're saying. And I think that this is what our governments are, this government and even the previous administration, some of the members would speak very plain, and that you would understand. And that really is what communication is supposed to be about.
Well,
about big
Joya,
words.
I don't know how old your children are, but let me say this. I mean, some of the brightest brains who are in the best schools, once they are only 19, sometimes the language that they speak to is, I mean, you will have to ask them, and I do have to do it very often. Tell me what that means there, please.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean with that one. There are some people that even, yes, I understand. There's one extreme to the next. There's the Oxford Dictionary where you need the translation, and then there's their dictionary, which and that they invented with their own words, and you didn't have to ask for a translation.
But they can communicate in standard English too. But it's only that, that is what I admire also. In Prime Minister Motley, I mean, sometimes to get her point over to all and sundry, she comes down to that language, and I believe all of us understand. But whatever happens, I think we've been spared any fury that might have been delivered by Dorian. Let us be thankful
and move on.
Look forward to the future, and I believe
yes,
all Prime Minister Motley would have to do if. You're threatened again during this hurricane season. Don't put away the blueprint. It's right there. It might need a little tweaking here or there,
exactly.
But she has it at her hands. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much. This is Don't Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Hick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I listened quite carefully to your first caller. And I hope you did likewise. I hope you take note of at least three of the words he mentioned to you. One was public relations. One, grandstanding. And the other, overdoing. Did you hear those words coming from him?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
He felt it might have been a little bit overkill.
Yeah, then he mentioned grandstanding and public relations as well.
But that's his opinion.
Right, that's all you know, how you got to respect it.
Yes, of course.
But, look, I was sort of horrified to hear such. And I believe if he had come on the program this morning to big up World of the Pizza, that also is his prerogative. No one has no problem whatsoever with that. He can praise her if he thinks she so deserves that praise. Now, Prime Minister Motley, she was out there on the ground. She wasn't sitting down in the office giving instructions. And she was keeping the people of this country up to date on the pending storm. So I was disappointed to hear he mentioned the word grandstanding or overdoing. She were fully committed to what she were doing yesterday. I mean, I give the Prime Minister full marks for the way she and her team execute that action plan for the pending storm. Never before have I ever seen a Prime Minister, and I'm bold in saying this, I've never seen a Prime Minister of this country move in such a way. And I am most grateful to the Honorable Prime Minister Mayor Motley. That's what I'm going to say on that matter. more than disappointed in Mr. Marie. And I must remind him, because your last caller even mentioned something I had planned, excuse me, for saying as well. Mm-hmm. Because even former Prime Minister Oinafa now is now working with the present government. And he is showing his love for this country. And he is demonstrating his commitment to working with Prime Minister Mayor Motley. And this is not the first time, the second time that he accepts such an offer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And these people who are going around with these grouses still on their shoulder and carrying chips on the shoulder, I think they need to shed them and straighten up and understand.
I agree with you, because it's really sad, because I think it was in June this year where he represented Barbados at Siaga's funeral, and Prime Minister asked him to do that. Mm-hmm. And you know, you sit back, I mean, there's some comments here I certainly would not read, but it shows me the level of darkness that some human beings are actually going through. Because if it is that you can pull down something that is good, obviously it's good, you can see it is good, either you have very poor judgment or you live a very sad life.
I think it's a sad life.
You know, because there are people out there that I may not necessarily, when I said like, our spirits may not gel, mm-hmm. but if it is that they do something good, you say they do, you know? And I think it's really, maybe I'm being naive, but sitting in this chair and seeing some positives, of course, but the negative, the even on social media, I'm looking at, people are just, I think they're unhappy. And I don't think it's anything that's causing it pertaining to maybe a government. I just think that they're unhappy with themselves. So if it is that you don't like yourself, then you don't like nobody else either. And so for people to message and send these messages to me, there's one person, you know, be careful, Joanne Higg, you know, not to be seen as if, I don't care about that. I am me. I'm a communication specialist. I'm fair. I'm not political. And the pledge didn't change. Last time I checked, it said I pledge allegiance to my country, Barbados, and to my flag. It never told me party, person, or politician.
All right.
And I live by that rule, where I pledge allegiance to my country. So whoever is in charge of my country and they're doing a good job, then we will salute them and we will support them. If we found that they did something or made a misstep, then we say it. I remember last week sitting in this chair, I don't necessarily agree with giving squatters $25,000 just like that to get them to move, because my concern was, if you give them the money, where are they going to go? And can they find land in this country for $25,000 to relocate? So you might run the risk of them moving out of there and squatting somewhere else. Does that mean that I dislike or whatever somebody? And that's the same Prime Minister I admired for yesterday. But the point is, there are going to be some things that the Prime Minister or Cabinet may say, some ideas that may need tweaking, that may need further thought. I'm not going to sit here and swallow everything, you know, but people are, because the Prime Minister has gotten so many likes, views on social media, and I mean hundreds with those photographs, it seemed to have irritated some people, which is sad, because when the former Prime Minister, President of the America, Barack Obama, photographed everywhere, mm-hmm. no one says anything. When Trump is out there being photographed for other things, when Barack Obama held a baby in his arms, he went to get a hamburger, he's talking to people, he's motivating them. That's why you need pictures and not so much editorial, because people gravitate towards what they see and they start feeling like, okay, great. Even when she had on the little jeans and the jeans and the outfit and the hat, actually, she looked at this, she was a general, you know. And I thought, even that, I felt, okay, good, she's in charge.
Exactly.
You know, so it's really sad, look, you know. I Dennis said I will learn, and I probably will learn that when you sit in this chair, you know, you will get people saying that you're a B, you're a D, you're this, you're that. I'm only me, and I plan to be fair, and I will continue to be fair, and I always want to bring the facts, but Miss Motley was out there. If you didn't like it, then that's your opinion. The mere fact, right. I did. Not you as in you. I mean in general.
No, I don't know.
Yes, you know, and people are entitled to their opinions, but I really feel people need to be really fair on this one, though.
Right. But what I'm saying, look, we all know, the entire country know that there was difference between Prime Minister Mayor Motley and former Prime Minister Owen Arthur. But he's shown his commitment and love for this country. He may not necessarily be showing it for Mayor Motley or for himself. He's showing the love that he has for this country as well. You know what I mean? I believe people like Mr. Murray need to understand that as well. So let me go to my another point before I close off. Mm-hmm. The guy who spoke concerning CBC. I mean, you need to remind, no one, you don't really have to remind him, because the Barbados Labour Party went to some trying times on the former government for the last 10 years when they held office in this country. Even to buy time, they went as far as to buy time to get some information out there to the general public. And CBC blatantly denied them the access. They would not even accept money to let them come on national television. So I'm more than dismayed to hear he come with that nonsense this morning. I thank you.
Thank you, too. Thank you, too. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Greetings to you.
And to you.
Greetings on all. Mistake.
Yes, sir.
What we went through yesterday was not a drill. It was a real thing. And the way how the administration maneuver all those organizations together is commendable. Durian had four nations on alert. Grenada, St. Vincent, St. Lucia, and Barbados. I believe put together all those citizens, I believe were close to 500,000 people, that this little fellow, little girl, had on alert. So this was not a drill. I just want to share some information with you, right? I used to work in the Merchant Navy. And we used to have to go through boat and fire drill once you're at sea. Monday and Wednesday. But they like it because it'd be the same thing over and over, but you had to go according to the drill. And interestingly speaking, I never had to, we really had to execute it because they really never was on a ship that caught fire or anything. So, but you had to go through it. Mm-hmm. You can't get a country through a tropical storm drill. You understand what I mean? You can't do that. That'd be a lot of work. And I can tell you something also. If you give the private sector the permission to decide when to close their stores, your staff will walk off the job, yeah. I tell you, so by giving a date, it is a kind of order so that everybody will try to accommodate each other and that person get home safe. Also, I'm going to conclude by sharing another experience with you. That a captain one time, he was bringing a shipload of cars from England to New Jersey, I think it was. And there were some expensive cars, Lamborghinis, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, high-end cars. And the captain saw a tropical disturbance on his radar. You know, the captain, they were went around it. Because mm-hmm. he said the cars, they didn't even think with the crew. He was just telling the car is so expensive, he cannot afford to take a chance going through the storm. I mean, to the distance, but it wasn't even a full storm. When a tropical system comes to Barbados, you can't shift the island.
No, you can't. You would like to, but you can't.
You can't shift the island. We would like to. I'm very happy that it did not cause any problems in the islands. I would like when it goes in Caribbean Sea, it just disappear, and mostly cause we have seen former seamen used to meet a lot of these systems at sea, you know. Coming to my sea, they're really threatened about them besides ships. But the captain ain't going wrong the way. He got normal cargo, you know, ma'am. He going through. And that used to be a rough ride for me. Very rough. So I understand what we went through yesterday. I may have been a little bit nervous.
I was a little nervous, too, at one point when the lights went off and wind is howling and you can't see anything. And, you know, you're worried because you don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
You know, and but to come here today... I knew I probably was going to hear it because you saw it on Facebook, but to come here today to actually hear people complain about, but I'm not hearing it on the radio. I'm seeing some messages, which I'm not going to read, some of them. We just should be grateful, but of course I'm not trying to tell anyone how they should feel. If they're angry that the storm didn't hit, well, so be it. I personally am grateful that it didn't, you know, but again, there are just some people who just obviously think like that, which I think is a little sad, that they would rather have seen a storm hit to justify buying biscuits and corned beef in a supermarket, which really, again, I said it's very sad that some people think like that. But thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome.
This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning, Mrs. Hake. How are you today?
I am very well. And you?
I am very well, thank you.
Good.
I am grateful to Almighty God for sparing us the ravages of Mr. Dorian. I want to compliment the Prime Minister, Madam Prime Minister, Miss Mia Motley, on her leadership. I was attending a picnic on Sunday when we received the word that she held this press conference alerting the nation about what was pending. That, to me, was first class. Because when you came home, you knew what to anticipate. Thanks, CBC, for bringing it over, you know, pretty often so that those who might have missed it at the 2 o'clock time could see it at 8 o'clock or whatever time it was. So thank them for that. But we heard, and, you know, when you could pull your people together and know that everybody has their particular work, if you want to call it work,
strengths,
or assignment.
Strengths and the strengths, too.
And the strengths, yes, the strengths of the characters. No, don't open that drawer. The strengths are there. You know, what they're good at. And like when they call on Mr. Jordan to offer a word of prayer.
Yes.
That in itself. So we start back from Tuesday with coordinating. Actually, it was a Sunday with coordinating. And then it led you to Monday. And you knew what was, you know, to expect. You must feel pleased to know that the government is in good hands. You know, at this given point in time for this particular disaster, or what really did not end up to be a disaster, but to know that it was in good hands, well coordinated, well executed, then seeing her last night there in the kitchen and getting a meal ready for, I don't know who, could be those persons who you know, vagrants, you don't know, but getting something ready. To make sure she was peeling onions.
So yes. I said probably potatoes, and somebody messaged me, Prime Minister Joanne, clearly you don't spend enough time in the kitchen. Those were onions. I didn't see. I was looking at it on my phone, so I didn't get a good picture. But whatever it was she was doing
and
some
was
work in the kitchen.
And it was something that she seemed to be accustomed to doing.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't any put on anything. So, you know, kudos for that, you know, being hands-on at this point in time.
You know what I will say to you, too?
We have to thank God. Thank
of course.
God for what he... But as my uncle, who called in about two callers before me, let me thank God, Allah, Jah, whoever, for those Baha'is, whoever you thank, we give thanks to that superior being. I want to compliment to... Sorry for crossing you here.
Go ahead.
I want to compliment to that Mr. Bess from the Met Office. As he was able to explain to persons who, if they were listening, why we did not receive a direct hit.
He did explain. Well, the music tells us, ma'am, that we have to take a break for the regional roundup. We do have a full board, and I'm hoping that when we come back that everyone holds on and gets something to eat or and listen to the regional roundup. We'll be Welcome back. I want to just quickly read one or two WhatsApp messages. This message just in from an HR consultant. Joanna would like to add, if you don't mind, that Ms. Motley's handling of the situation made it absolutely clear for employers to handle the situation smoothly and avoided any misconceptions in the private sector around what was required. It trickled down to the handling of the massive workforce in both the public and private sector and alleviated challenges that we saw in the past. Thank you for that WhatsApp message. Let's get back to the phone lines. This is down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Yes, very good afternoon to you, Ms. Vick.
And to you.
How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm not too bad, thanks.
Good.
I must say, I must start by saying yesterday, a demonstration by Prime Minister Molly and her people, rather be in the private or public sector, mm-hmm. was marvelous and dynamic. What I'll say, though, is that this shows me that a lot of problems that we're having in this country can be solved. Because after 48 hours, you did so much.
I'm glad you said that. I was thinking the same thing, too. A lot happened in 48 hours.
48 hours.
Yeah, what are we then doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, I said to myself, it's just a matter of how you position yourself, how you talk to people, what you do. Prime Minister Morley, as a people's person, came out and mentioned certain things, and within a split second, everybody came on board. That tells me that there are a lot of problems that are laying on the line here can be dealt with, and dealt with easily. Now, I must say that we are now getting the tail end of the dirty. A lot of people are talking about this and that, and that, you know, it wasn't the storm they were looking for. You don't look for a storm.
Well, I was just about to ask. You look, a storm will find you.
Business of music, you know, you're after. But so-and-so, I was looking for so-and-so. Hey, listen, the bottom line is, thank God that this thing bypasses in a day.
You think that people's lives could be that dull that they need that type of action?
Well, it seems so sometimes.
Okay.
And I've got to say some.
Okay. No, some. Yeah. I don't mean, and be honest with you, those that wanted to see that kind of action would probably be in the minority. They're certainly not in the majority. The majority of the people, again, based on what I've seen, heard on social media, everybody is so grateful that we, you know, that we're still here today. Our houses are still intact.
Exactly.
And we're still at work and we're in the line paying bills, as usual.
I personally was not really shaken or anything. I have an old theory that was given to me by my grandmother. When they're going to get bad weather, let it be storm, hurricane, whatever, the animals tells you because they behave in a manner, you know, and the trees, nature, in other words, tells you.
Yes.
So look at them, and once you see the animals are stable, keep cool. The minute you see birds starting to move and animals start to react, bad weather coming. You know, mm-hmm. So I live sometimes, I live mostly by that theory in the sense that I look around. Yesterday, I cut my lawn, and I worked at roughly 6:37 last night. The weather was cool, and it was good.
What parish are you from?
St. George.
Okay.
You know.
I know St. Philip got a little bit more than
yeah,
than,
yeah. That, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Now, let's move on now to squatters. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to get in to talk to anyone. I wanted to talk to Dennis about it more so. But if you there, and I listen to your comments, I can discuss with you because Dennis is there, so you can jump in. Now, I have a solution for this squatters situation. First, let me say there's something called squatters' rights in Trinidad, there's squatters' rights in St. Vincent, there's something called squatters' rights. Because you allow people to go on an area, you didn't challenge them or anything, and then it development is there. Just like this one, one squatter went there, nobody said anything. to know there, as the media said, 300. Mm-hmm. So you let it, in other words, fester to get to this stage. So you have to do something about it. Now, what are you going to do? Now, this administration, again, Prime Minister Modi, says we're going to offer 25,000 to people after interviewed that will be qualified to help themselves. Now, tell me something. That puzzling me. Because if you are a squatter from day one, how you have yourself in day three? Because for a concern, if you could have helped yourself in the first instance, you won't be squatting.
Well, I look at it in a different way. I look at it as in $25,000. Where are they going to go? What can they purchase with $25,000? Because they may end up squatting again somewhere else.
We're gonna curb that. We're going to curb it by we're going to look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people criticize it, but we're going to look at the bigger picture saying we have a lot of rab land. The government has a lot of rab land laying all over the place that can be turned into building, high-rise buildings. Now, you're going to see they build high-rise buildings for them people. They're people. They're human beings, hard or soft. So this is where we can start now. We're going to invest that $10 million, because when you do a calculation, it's going to be around $7.5 to $10 million you're going to be spending, right? And we're going to use that now by getting some acreage and do some high-rise forestry buildings. And it's going to be a pass-off. And when I say a pass-off, we're going to put people in there, and right? They can help themselves move them on. You keep a rotation, because right now at National Housing, you have a lot of people waiting for houses. But you still have houses up in St. Philip empty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You still got houses in St. Lucie empty, you know. So, something is wrong. Something is wrong. You cannot have people waiting for houses and have houses empty and bush growing around and vines and all kind of different things. So, let's get it right by starting a housing project. Start right. And get the people in there. Now, that is my solution for it. I ain't giving nobody $25,000. I am going to do a housing project with the money, whereby we got to do a rental agreement. And I say a rental agreement, not like I put people in houses and don't pay rent for 3 years. No. You're going to pay rent from the day one.
Mm-hmm.
And if, by rights, you are in a position where you cannot pay, then you will look into it.
Then you have to go under what you call social care services,
right?
Which your welfare then would have to assist you because you're not working or something like that.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
Because you can't take the people and throw them out in the streets. There are human beings too. You see, most people talk because they're in a position now that they've got a two-port garage or a nice three-bedroom house and a car could drive in and eat and sleep and whatnot. Then you are in a position where you have nowhere to go. It's one of the hardest things in this life. So by getting it right is to start with some of the land. And not only, another thing that you look at, you know that government has a lot of buildings we are called in a, their buildings in Lodge Road, coming up Lodge Road, that industry, Newton. There's a building there for years and years. I don't know if it's government owned, but I would think so. They've got their buildings in St. Philip's, Six Roads. Their buildings in Spencer's. Their buildings all over Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
That we call dilapidated.
Mm-hmm.
That can be cleaned up, can be retrofit, can be turned into what we call a fixer-upper, and get people.
Well, even that's a bit expensive. I mean, here's my thought.
But it's going to be expensive while we are next.
But no, it's going to cost. If you're offering,
yeah.
I mean, some people are looking at it in the way that you don't reward illegal activity. Some people are looking at it that way.
Yes.
And I truthfully, you don't. But when you find yourself in a situation like this, and this is where we are now, how, as you said, and the minister Weir said this too 2 weeks ago, how can we remove these squatters in a more humane way?
Mm-hmm.
And so that they're safe, and of course that they still don't get like an ease to the extent where you're thinking, well, you've just been rewarded. So for me, I'm thinking if you're going to move them and you do a means test where you're giving them a piece of land, if the prime minister said, and maybe this is what she means, that we'll move you, the value of the land, we'll give you up to $25,000 in value, but you will have to be selling the land at $2 or $3 a square foot because the houses are not big, so they don't really need 4,000 square feet. They need, you know, they may want 2,000.
And if
so I could see where the $25,000 may stretch. Now, are you going to physically remove the houses and with some of the building material? Of course, you may want to use back if it's a wooden structure. That's going to cost money too. So you can move them. I'm sure most persons in the areas that we're talking about are working. If you do a survey, and then you offer based on what you can afford, so that at least they're paying and not being seen as being paid to move.
But you know that most people will comply once mm-hmm. they get help. Most people in life will comply to whatever mm-hmm. it is mm-hmm. once they get help. But you know, if you ain't getting help and you're going through, you know, it's agony.
Listen, as hard as it is for people who actually have housing and can't even pay the bank to keep theirs. And you have to understand how other people feel about having to pay the bank, missing payments, working hard. Mm-hmm. And they bought their land. But then to come and see other people squatting, I mean, offer money. So, of course, there's going to be some sort of follow there, how the public would feel. So it's not an easy task to get this one sorted out. It really isn't.
Mm-hmm. I want to close by saying this here, John. You know that they have problems in the Bell. The squatting.
That's a different setup.
Good. You know
that's a different solution.
You know they have some squatting in a Hackett Hall, then Cuttings Road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. They have squatting all over. But over a period of time, people took their time to hardship and put on a board, put in a window, put in a door, and have some beautiful homes. Mm-hmm. You know? Because life is not easy for each and every one. So sometimes people need help. I can throw this big one though. If the government is so willing, I'd be willing to give them my service free.
You said it publicly. So someone may hold you to it. But thank you so much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. You're on the air.